A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, and if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The word of the Lord. I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received. You often see in the office of an Anglican or Episcopal priest a genealogy hanging on the wall. It is a history of their ordination or of their ordaining bishop. It goes as far back as can be discovered to show that they have valid orders. Each family has its genealogy, and many people today are having DNA tests performed to see their ethnic roots. Well, every baptized person can boast of a genealogy which finds its roots in the faith of the apostles and first disciples of Jesus. 2,000 years of history can vanish in the twinkling of an eye when we pause to reflect that our faith goes back to the very time of Jesus himself. Our faith is just as valid and important as that of the 12. I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received. Scripture scholars tell us that St. Paul wrote his first letter to the Corinthians in the spring of 57 AD. That's just the span of a generation after the crucifixion of our Lord. Yet there is already a tradition. It has already been established before the gospel expanded outside the Jewish world. And what Paul says next is like a mini creed, the kerygma, the original proclamation of Christ, that he was died, buried, rose, had appearances, all according to the Scriptures. The words hand on and receive in Hebrew at the time of Christ and even among the Greek philosophers were part of the technical terminology of the rabbinic schools that was the preferred language to designate the faithful handing on the tradition that had been received from one's teachers. We know from elsewhere in the New Testament that Paul indeed studied under the great rabbi and teacher of the law, Gamaliel, before his encounter with Christ. So he was deeply steeped in the rabbinic tradition of reading and studying the scriptures. I hand it on to you as of first importance what I also received. The good news is always something we receive from others, whether within our family, or at work, school, or through the mass media. No one ever invented the gospel for himself. No one discovered it all by herself. The good news is something we receive, which makes the church the repository and the transmitter of the good news. Handing on and receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a one-time event, but it is like breathing. It requires a breathing in and then a breathing out, or the process does not function properly. Every day and every hour, we can receive the gospel anew and then pass it on to those we meet, know, and love. This form of evangelization applies not only to those with whom we have contact, but thousands of people we will never meet until we all arrive in heaven. Every time we see a picture of someone in a magazine or hear of something on the news, we can send them an arrow of prayer. We can pray for the conversion of terrorists, and Christ can melt their hearts. We can pray for the souls in purgatory, and perhaps someone long forgotten finally attains the fullness of God's presence. We can pray for Christians persecuted and tortured throughout the world, in the Middle East, India, Nigeria, and they can receive the strength, the power, and the peace to walk into heaven as a martyr. This is the power of handing on and receiving the gospel. It can take place constantly, enveloping the globe with a spiritual web of good news, love, joy, and mercy. If and when we all reach heaven, we will meet those who pass the precious gift of faith on to us. It will be a day of rejoicing. So let us begin now to rejoice and show our gratitude by passing on the faith to a new generation of believers.